PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, President Biden's campaign chair says he's still in the 2024 presidential race. Jen O'Malley Dillon pushed back against reports the president was considering exiting the race.
You know, I'm not here to say that this hasn't been a tough several weeks for the campaign. There's no doubt that it has been. And we've definitely seen some slippage in support, but it has been a small movement.
She said their top priority moving ahead is going to be assuring the American people Biden is fit to serve another term. It's not a good day to travel. Newark Liberty International Airport is dealing with a computer outage felt around the world, with people being warned not to come to the airport unless they know their flight is confirmed.
We just kept saying, this is like George Orwell, 1984, on steroids. This is really a terrible scenario. The fact that it's domestic and worldwide, it's absolutely awful.
Other area airports have experienced hundreds of delays and cancellations. Another child is dead after being left in a hot car. Morris County Prosecutor Robert Carroll says East Hanover police were called after a six-month-old girl was noticed inside a vehicle parked in a parking lot on South Ridgedale Avenue at Route 10 Wednesday afternoon. She was pronounced dead at the hospital. A cause of death has yet to be determined. The girl's mother was also taken to a hospital for an undisclosed treatment, according to Carroll. No charges have been filed in the case. The Borgata in Atlantic City had to be evacuated yesterday after a bomb threat. Police say a call came in just before 4 p.m. from a man claiming to be inside the casino with a gun and explosives. Police say no explosive or suspicious people were found after a search was conducted. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Amazon saw record sales for Prime Day this week as Prime members purchased more items than ever before. Adobe Analytics, which tracks those online sales, says consumers spent $14.2 billion on Tuesday and Wednesday, up 11% from last year. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 377 points today. For a limited time, tune up your AC for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire summer season or the repair is free. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Download our free app and take us wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Full humidity. Stay away this weekend. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Here comes the weekend. This is the ninth of 15 summer season weekends between Memorial Day and Labor Day. And the bulk of it will be dry across New Jersey. But there's one hiccup. A mini storm system swings by tomorrow with a chance of showers and even a thunderstorm. Not a huge deal. The severe weather risk is low. Just some raindrops that may briefly affect your outdoor plans. Tonight stays comfortable. Mainly clear skies. Lows dip into the lower to mid 60s. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs back in the lower to mid 80s. Again, spotty showers and maybe a thunderstorm possible tomorrow, especially around the early evening hours. Partly sunny on Sunday, getting a bit warmer and more humid. Highs push into the upper 80s. One more dry day on Monday, turning mostly cloudy. Highs upper 80s to around 90. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Union 83, Long Branch 77, Vineland 84. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Mark Patrick Seminars. Lose the weight or stop smoking for only $49.99. Seminars are at the, where is it? I just lost my place. Help! It's Saturday, July 20th. That's tomorrow at Crown Plaza in Edison. Register at markpatrickseminars.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.